Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The FBI is the lead investigative agency, and we're investigating this as an attack of terrorism, along with our partners. Today at approximately 3:15 a.m. Central Standard Time, an individual drove a pickup truck into a crowd on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, killing at least 10 individuals and injuring dozens more. After hitting the crowd, he exited the vehicle and fired upon local law enforcement. Law enforcement returned fire, and the subject was pronounced deceased at the scene. Two law enforcement officers were injured and transported to local hospitals. The subject has been identified as 42-year-old Shamsud Dim Jabbar, a U.S.-born citizen from Texas. He was driving a Ford pickup truck, which appears to be rented, and we are working to confirm how the subject became in possession of this vehicle. An ISIS flag was located on the trailer hitch of the vehicle, and the FBI is working to determine the subject's potential associations and affiliations with terrorist organizations. Weapons and potential improvised explosive devices, IEDs, were located in the subject's vehicle. Other potential IEDs were also located in the French Quarter. As of now, two IEDs have been found and rendered safe. The FBI Special Agent Bomb Technicians, as well as our local law enforcement partners, have been working to determine if any of these devices are viable, and they'll work to render those devices safe. The FBI, we are working with our partners to investigate this as an act of terrorism. We're aggressively running down all of the leads to identify the possible subject's associates. We're working to ensure that there is no further threat. We do not believe that Jabbar was solely responsible. We are aggressively running down every lead, including those of his known associates. That's why we need the public's help. We are asking if anybody has any interactions with Shamsud Dim Jabbar in the last 72 hours, that you contact us. The FBI is asking the public's help. We're asking anyone who has information, video, or pictures to provide it to the FBI. We have set up a digital tip line as well as our 1-800 number, 1-800-CALL-FBI. Please provide us with any information that can assist us in this investigation. Once again, thank you for your patience and assistance. For an updated statement or information, please check the FBI's website and our social media accounts. I will now turn over to Mayor Cantrell. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Agent Duncan, for your leadership and the full support of the FBI. First and foremost, I want to express my deepest condolences to the families and loved ones that were impacted by this tragedy on Bourbon Street and in the heart of the city of New Orleans. And I know that the entire New Orleans City Council grieves along right with me, no doubt about that, and our people and our families. My priority will continue to be to ensure that victims that remain on Bourbon Street now will be serviced and removed as soon as possible. But as stated, the FBI is in charge of this investigation and are doing everything necessary to make this happen. I also want to acknowledge hearing from President Biden, all of our federal partners, but most importantly, calling Governor Landry this morning, responded with haste, and we do say thank you. And of course, a demonstration of a unified support is right here in this room. That's how we collectively responded to this tragedy in the city of New Orleans. The mission now is to facilitate, support, and coordinate safety procedures to keep our residents and our visitors safe. I've gone to the hospital along with Chief Kirkpatrick to visit our police officers, and considering their injuries, they're doing well. As I mentioned, this investigation is ongoing, and the FBI remains the lead in the investigation. It is an active crime scene as well. We are committed, no doubt, to uncovering all details surrounding this tragedy. And we are taking every necessary step to put even more safety procedures in place, especially given the nature of the investigation. I'm going to ask people to do not go around our secured area if there is no essential need to do so. It matters, and again, it is an active crime scene. I also want you all to know that the Greater New Orleans Foundation has set up a fund to assist victims, and that information will be provided to you. Thank you, Ganoff. Again, I want to thank this unified team. We're leaning in. We will be relentless, and we will do everything that it takes to render real justice. This team will. I want to also just thank our citizens for your heartfelt prayers. New Orleans is a world-class city, and I can say that I've heard from world leaders all this morning and up until now, in addition to my brother and sister mayors across this country. They're calling, they're responding, and they're standing with the city of New Orleans. And what they always say and want me to reiterate, they understand the resilience of this community. And we're strong in that regard, and I will say second to none. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to our governor, and as I mentioned, who has not wavered any in leaning in, providing the necessary support, and standing right here with me, and I say thank you, Governor. And I know the First Lady is standing with us as well.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you. Again, I want to thank the Mayor. Since about 3:45 this morning when she called me, we have all been working just around the clock to both secure the city and to solve this act. You know, again, I want to reiterate that our prayers go out with all of those who have been affected by this tragedy. I want to thank our law enforcement officers. I want to thank our medical personnel. I want to thank our first responders. And most importantly, I want to thank the two New Orleans police officers who not only laid their life on the line, but were able to eliminate the threat this morning. Let me say, we have made public safety a state priority from day one. And I think that if you look around me today, right now, and you look at the people who are standing around, that is their commitment as well. We intend to be transparent in assessing any defects that may have existed in the system so that we can address them. It's the only way to ensure that any mistakes that were made are corrected. Specifically, we have been trying and working very diligently to address security concerns in preparation for the Super Bowl since October. And it's interesting because, ironically, in preparation for the Super Bowl, I had intended to issue an emergency declaration tomorrow so that we could bring all of our federal, state, and local agencies to bear in preparation for the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras. But because of the events today, I have amended that emergency declaration and issued it today. So again, that declaration will allow our federal, state, and local partners to bring all of the resources necessary to get this city safe. In light of that executive order, I have also ordered the mobilization of a military police company. I've asked General Freeloo to mobilize a military police company to assist both New Orleans police and LSP and the FBI. It is important for our citizens and guests of this state to know that we are doing everything we can to secure their safety in this city. We want to make it clear, the Superdome and the surrounding area is safe. But I've always said that the safety of this entire city is something that is always paramount to me. With that, I would like to turn it over to Jeff. With the Super Bowl, Commissioner Jeff Dunley.
Good afternoon. Obviously, we wish we weren't here for this reason today. The Sugar Bowl Committee has a 90-year history of being a good corporate citizen for the city of New Orleans, and that's why this tragedy hurts us as much as anybody right now. So our condolences, thoughts, and prayers go out to the victims and their families as we all work through this. Of course, anytime we have a major event in the city of New Orleans, public safety is paramount, and we have full faith and confidence in the governor and the mayor and all the assets, the federal, state, and local resources that they've applied to this event so that we can ultimately bring those responsible to justice and carry on with the major events that we have in front of us. Speaking of which, we were scheduled this evening to have a CFP quarterfinal played in the Superdome at 7:45. We have been in consultation with ESPN, with the college football playoff, with the Southeastern Conference, with the University of Georgia, with Notre Dame. All parties and all agree that it's in the best interest of everybody and public safety that we postpone the game for 24 hours. Work is fast about to set up a safe and efficient and fun environment for tomorrow night. There'll be more details on that in the coming hours, but for now, that's the plan that we're going to move forward and play the game. And again, we reiterate our thanks to everyone up here for the work, important work they're doing. We live in the fun and games world with what we do, but we certainly recognize the importance of this, and we're going to support it 100%. So thank you.
I'd like to bring up Senator Kennedy.
I wish I understood better why bad things happen to good people. If I make it to heaven, I'm going to ask. For those people who don't believe in objective evil, all you have to do is look at what happened in our city early this morning. If this doesn't trigger the gag reflex of every American, every fair-minded American, I'll be very surprised. I'm here because these are my people. I'm here because these are my people's friends. I'm here because there are a lot of Louisianians that are scared tonight. I don't want them to be. There's a lot of information going around. Some of it is actually true. Some of it isn't. The federal government is now in charge of this investigation. By that, I mean the White House, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Justice. I have not talked to the FBI. Maybe they've talked to my staff. I don't know. I did talk to the Secretary of Homeland Security a little while ago, and I told him that with all the respect I could muster, that we expect to put the full force and resources of the federal government behind this investigation. Our state troopers, our local police departments, our sheriffs, we've got many sheriffs here today, have been terrific so far. The federal government is cooperating with them. I hope that will continue. Here's what I want to ask from the federal government. Catch these people. and then tell the American people the truth. Now, I don't want you to tell us yet anything that's going to interfere with your investigation. And there are things that I've been told that I think are true that I'm not sharing with you today because it could interfere with their investigation. But after we get to the bottom of this, they need to tell the American people the truth and the people of New Orleans the truth and the people of America the truth. I think the mayor and the governor are very wise to postpone this ball game for 24 hours. There's just too much stuff we don't know. And it's just not worth it. But I guess my final point is, I will promise you this. I will, when it is appropriate and this investigation is complete, you will find out what happened and who was responsible. Or I will raise fresh hell. And I will chase those in the federal government who are responsible for telling us what happened, like they stole Christmas.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator Kennedy. Congressman Carter, I think you're on.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Senator Kennedy. Thank you to all of our law enforcement agents for doing a yeoman's job, for stepping up at a time when we needed you most, for employing the resources of all of our partners. This is all hands on deck, from the White House all the way down. I've been in communication with the White House since early this morning, Secretary Mayorkas, leaders in all of our federal, local, and state agencies. The President has made it very clear that he intends to bring every resource to bear to not only tell the truth, but to provide the resources to bring these cowards to justice. I want to personally thank the men and women in uniform who put their lives on the line to protect our citizens and our visitors, to our mayor and our governor for acting expeditiously and bringing us all together, to our sheriffs from the surrounding areas who have been Johnny on the spot, recognizing that if it happens in New Orleans, it can happen anywhere. We don't have the luxury of being myopic. In this community, we work together. We don't point fingers. We don't blame. We go after the bad guys. Let it be clear that the full faith and credit of the United States and every agency therein is on the ground working. And for those who may have played a role in this horrific act of cowardice, we will find you. We will bring you to justice. New Orleans is a place that heralds its ability to protect its citizens, that heralds its ability to manage major events, Super Bowls, Sugar Bowls, Mardi Gras, Jazz Fest, Essence Festival, you name it, no one does it better than law enforcement in New Orleans and in the surrounding area. Kudos to those two officers who've been wounded. Our hearts go out to those who lost loved ones. Our hearts go out to those who are wounded and on the mend in the hospital. Citizens, now is the time to stay calm, to be vigilant. This is not a time to come out to sightsee. Listen to your federal, local, state officials. Be vigilant. If you saw something, say something. If you know something, tell someone. There are tip lines, there's information available. Please, all hands on deck. Rest assured that the decision that was made to postpone the game was not done lightly. It was done with one single thing in mind: public safety. Making sure that the citizens and visitors of this great city, not only for this event, but for every event you come to in Louisiana, that you will be safe. And we will use every resource possible, as the governor has said, as the mayor has said, and every law enforcement agent here has said. Our energy, our commitment will be to make sure that you are safe now and for every event in the future. God bless you, and let's stay strong.
Thank you, Congressman.
Attorney General.
I first want to extend my sincerest condolences to the families of the victims. parents got a phone call early this morning, that no parent ever wants to receive. And as a parent of children who come to New Orleans and spend time here, I know that that is just something that, you know, we hold our breath sometimes till they're home safe. And some people did not come home safe. And we also have some people who are fighting for their lives right now in the hospital. So I'd ask everyone to pray for them. They need our support and they need our prayers. This was a heinous act. A heinous, cowardly act, and we will find them and we will bring them to justice. My office will be providing both investigative and prosecutorial support to the city of New Orleans, to the district attorney, Jason Williams, in New Orleans, as I have done for months. We will continue to do that. We will provide the governor with whatever support that he needs, and the office of the governor's Office of Homeland Security, whatever support that they need. I'll be here to help. I will be here to stand with the city of New Orleans. We will bring them to justice. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Attorney.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you, Governor and Madam Mayor. For those who do not know me, my name is Ann Kirkpatrick. I'm the Chief of Police of New Orleans. My title, official title, is Superintendent, but my role is as Chief of Police. You know, you've heard some of the details today, and over the last 24 hours, we had approximately 400 officers in the French Quarter. And as we know, this is not just an act of terrorism. This is evil. And when we face evil, we have a choice. We can run in fear, or we can indeed stand in strength. In a time of crisis, people are looking for leadership. You are looking at the leadership. And I promise you, as the chief of police of this city has been tried by fire before. But fire purifies. Fire makes things stronger. We have a plan. We know what to do. We are going to get these people. There is a path forward. Very pleased that we will be back to having a wonderful game tomorrow night. New Orleans police have proven their ability to make the city safer. Just 2 years ago, we were the murder capital of America. Today, from that time 2 years ago, we have driven our murder rate more than 50% down. So we have a track record. But this is different because it's terrorism. Now, I want to thank all of our law enforcement partners. You're fabulous, and we appreciate the partnership. But last night, three of our officers engaged this terrorist who shot at them. Three of the officers returned fire. Those officers did not run in fear. I liked what the mayor said this morning. New Orleans police and all law enforcement is built. We are built for dealing with evil, with things that would cause others to be in fear, but instead our officers, and last night NOPD in particular, stood strong. They did not run. They did kill the terrorist. We have two officers indeed who received gunfire. They will be okay, and we have personally gone to see them. But this is leadership for you. And I promise, as the chief of police of this fantastic city, that I will be strong and firm and fearless. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. In wrapping it up, I want to just close with a couple of things. I want to thank Senator Kennedy and Congressman Carter. I want to thank again all of our law enforcement officers out there. I want the families of the victims to know that I will be issuing an executive order that tomorrow, when Notre Dame plays Georgia, every flag of every state building in the state is going to be at half-mast. In remembrance of them, but remembering something else, that fear in this state is a liar. And these folks right here are going to make sure that justice is served. And for the citizens out there that were saying, well, man, do I really want to go to the Sugar Bowl tomorrow? I tell you one thing, your governor's going to be there. That is proof, believe you me, that that facility in this city is safer today than it was yesterday. And we are, and as we come to additional events in this city, I know in speaking with Senator Kennedy and Congressman Carter and FBI, acting director, and the incoming administration, that they are going to ensure that this city has the resources necessary to protect our citizens and our guests. And so with that, we'll take some questions.
All right. If you could, we'll start over here with CBS, Katie. We'll work our way across the room. If I miss you, just give me a holler. I may not see you. Go ahead, Katie.
Thank you, sir. Katie Royce with CBS News. I mean, I think this has been a really tough day for a lot of people. But at this point, we're hearing that the death toll, according to some FBI sources, has gone up to 15. Is this true?
Who was the...
Do you have a final number? We do not have a final number. We know that we have confirmed 10, but we did have people who had been transported who were in critical condition. And so I do not know that, but I can confirm 10.
And one quick follow-up question, if I may. We know that there have been some local records in Texas about a misdemeanor background on this suspect. Any signs or warnings ahead of time about this person or their plans for what happened this morning?
Because that is the investigation part, I will give the FBI.
At this time, we cannot go into details about the subject's history. What I can tell you, the person was an Army veteran. We believe he was honorary discharged, but we're working through this process, figuring out all this information. The goal with the FBI is providing you with the most accurate and complete information. So once that information is confirmed, we'll make sure we push that out. Thank you.
Ariel.
At this time, do you know exactly, as far as the victims, how many are from here in Louisiana versus out of state and their ages maybe?
At this time, I can't go into details about all the victims. We want to make sure the first that the family is notified appropriately before we put any information out there. So once the families are all notified, then we'll go ahead and release a statement to everyone.
And I would ask the press, in relation to the victims and those that are in hospitals, if we could just refrain from worrying about them so their loved ones can take care of them and the medical personnel that are trying to get them out of the hospital can do so. And as information becomes available, we want to respect the privacy of those who are still either fighting for their lives or being cared for. Thank you.
A follow-up, if I may.
Go ahead.
You guys mentioned accomplices. You don't think that the suspect acted alone. About how many more suspects are you guys looking into at this point?
It's a range of suspects, and right now with the FBI, we do not want to rule anything out, so that's why we're asking if anyone has had any interaction with the deceased subject Jabbar in the last 72 hours, provide us with this information. You can provide us that information through 1-800-CALL-FBI or our digital tips line, which is available on our social media website, as well as the big FBI website.
Can I say something, Rucker? Tell me who you're with.
WDSU.
Okay, and CBS.
NBC's over here on the right.
Oh, that's an unusual position.
I don't get it.
You wouldn't. Look, the FBI is not going to be able to answer those questions, okay? They will eventually, I promise you, okay? Once the FBI has a chance to investigate all this, along working with state police, working with Homeland Security, working with the city of New Orleans, they're going to tell you what happened. I can promise you that, or I'm going to raise fresh hell. But right now, they're in the process of trying to catch the other bad guys. And I want to give them the benefit of the doubt for a while.
26.
I had a question about the victims. I know that there was obviously gunfire exchange, so I guess how many victims were shot and then how many were injured?
Look, again, let me reiterate both Special Agent Duncan and Senator Kennedy. There's a lot of information. I get that y'all want to know minute details. What we don't want to do is impede this investigation or spend any time talking about things that don't get us closer to hunting these folks down and securing this city. And so at a particular point in time, we will release as much information as we can. But at this time, in relation to the investigation, I would ask y'all to refrain from those.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to just have more of the same, as the governor just said, we're going to provide that information, but we're going to wrap the press conference now. Let me finish. You weren't listening. If all of the questions are more of the same, what the governor just said in position, we won't be doing that to provide that information. And if you have a quick different question,
mine's different.
Then let's most do definitely. That quickly and move on. Okay.
My question.
Ma'am.
Hold on. Then who was next? We had over here.
Hi, Rachel Wolf from the Wall Street Journal. You said you were confident there are multiple suspects involved. What makes you confident in that?
Well, why would we tell you that? Again, we want to answer pertinent questions. But anything that would lead to impeding or endangering this investigation is not going to be said. Okay? And we will, as information unfolds, this is a very fluid process. And remember something, too. We're doing two things. We're hunting some bad people down, and we're securing the city, too. We're getting ready for a Sugar Bowl tomorrow. So if y'all would, again, if you have questions regarding Sugar Bowl, the safety of the city, or something to that effect, we're happy to answer.
Over here.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, Alyssa.
Usually in parts of the French Quarter, specifically in parts of Bourbon Street, there are bollards. We're hearing that some of those may have been down because of repairs. Can you speak to that? And maybe was there any backup option of putting a truck there or an OPD car there?
Well, let me tell you. I'm going to let the mayor answer. I want you to know that's one of the first things I thought of this morning when the mayor called me. Okay? And I will tell you that whatever the problem was is going to be solved.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you, Governor, and thank you for the question. I do understand that it's been on your radar since this morning. As it relates to the bollards on Bourbon Street, over 10 years ago, the city of New Orleans implemented an infrastructure project placing bollards on Bourbon Street. Shortly thereafter, the malfunctions of those bollards ensued, from Mardi Gras beads on down. But the New Orleans Police Department, of course, deemed them inefficient because they did not operate the way that they were intended to do. Because the city of New Orleans is hosting Super Bowl this year, it gave the city of New Orleans an opportunity to go further and deeper with infrastructure improvements, as we've been talking about. So as a result of that, we were able to build in bollard replacement into our Super Bowl infrastructure package. And because of that, the city of New Orleans has moved forward with that infrastructure that is nearing completion. Bollards were not up because they are near completion, with the expectation of being completed, of course, by Super Bowl, way before Super Bowl. But that is the reason. Now, the New Orleans Police Department and Chief, you can speak to the deployment respond to our needs and existing conditions.
All right. So we have been aware of the bollard situation for a long time. And we did indeed harden those target areas where the bollards are. We have patrol cars out there as a hard target, as well as with barriers. Now, I want to share with y'all, if you did not know, that this particular terrorist drove around onto the sidewalk and got around the hard target, where he did have a car there. We had barriers there. We had officers there. And they still got around. Now, the wedges that you see out there as well, we knew that that had malfunction problems. And I want you to understand, let's say we put the wedge up and it got stuck. There is no way that ambulance could get in or out. People couldn't get in and out. So we knew that these were malfunction. So we did indeed have a plan, but the terrorist defeated it.
Let me just say this. We recognize we got a problem right here, right? We're going to fix it. It is going to be a top priority as we go into the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras. And the solution that we're going to come up with is going to be a permanent one. It's going to be placed into the standard operating procedure of having major events and securing that quarter.
If I may, obviously, Super Bowl postponed until tomorrow, but I'm sure after that game, a lot of people are going to want to celebrate. Are there plans to keep Bourbon Street closed? What does that look like?
So right now, Bourbon Street is an active crime scene, yes. And the FBI is in charge of it. When they clear it, and it does not become an active crime scene anymore, we're going to open it up.
Potentially. Can we ask about this military police presence that you want to call it? Is this a private security like Blackwater? Also, would that be a first that a private security firm is mobilized to supplement local and state law enforcement?
No. This is our National Guard. Yep. These are our citizens that we bring it in. It's a military police company that we recognize we need some more resources. We need some more boots on the ground because, again, what we're doing now is twofold. We've got an active investigation. And we've got to enhance security. Before this event, we were just enhancing and working on security. So we brought some additional resources.
Jesse Kirsch with NBC News. Thank you for holding this press briefing. I just want to clarify something first. You were just talking about bollards that are being repaired, talking about a lift gate that are replaced and then a lift gate that's not been working. Was there a vehicle in place of that lift gate last night? Were there things in place of those bollards which are being repaired?
Sure, the chief spoke to the plan in place, and that is yes.
That was indeed.
So anything that is currently in the midst of being repaired had a backup replacement?
It had vehicles, and officers were there where all of those ballasts have been. We had that. We knew. So we did have it. And like I said, in this particular case, terrorists just went all the way around up onto the sidewalk.
What about for the lift gate? Was there a vehicle like backing in and out to block that lift gate area, or was that just down and open? Because that's what we've heard from witnesses.
Chief, Captain. The reason I'm calling the captain, he's the captain over that district, and that is a question I'm going to let him address for you.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Captain LaJean Roberts of the 8th District. Yes, we did have a vehicle strategically placed right in front of the wedge, preventing access onto the roadway.
And in terms of the framework of security that was already in place on Bourbon Street, I know this is an ongoing project of improvement, but with how that was all aligned, was someone getting up on a sidewalk considered impossible or nearly impossible, or was this not something you expected you would have to account for?
Of course, it wasn't something we expected to account for. The bollards they're actually wedges. They're strategically placed five locations throughout the French Quarter on the roadway. This particular terrorist drove onto the sidewalk behind the police car to gain access to the 100 block of Bourbon Street.
So if you're worried about someone ever driving down Bourbon Street, why weren't you worried about someone driving up the sidewalk in the same way, or at least bracing the same way?
All right, look. We could go on what-ifs forever. This is evil. And that guy could have easily gone down the sidewalk of Canal Street, where there were a ton of pedestrians on there as well.
And there are.
That's right. No, right.
So that's,
right.
Hold on a second.
Just want you to know, however, we recognize, I said earlier, that where there are defects in this system, we are going to be transparent, and we are going to address them with the city and make sure that we fill those gaps as best we can.
Chelsea Brazier with Axios. I have a question just about sort of ongoing public safety today. Mm-hmm. Special Agent mentioned two possible IEDs. Were those in the same location? Should residents in the French Quarter or elsewhere be concerned about potential other situations?
The two IEDs, they were in different locations, and what we've done in conjunction with our local and state partners, we've gone through and done a sweep to identify anything that we thought was suspicious, and we have not. However, as I said before, if the public sees something, please reach out to us. That way we can go through and verify that we did not miss anything. But we conducted initial sweeps, I think, starting shortly after our initial
conference. Thank you, Adrian. I do want to share that we have a plan, and we have been implementing that plan. One of those plans is that we have swept all of these areas. The word swept means we have put officers out there as a grid, walking down the streets, every street in the French Quarter, looking for suspicious packages, bags, ice chest, you name it. And they have been walking it as a grid. We've been doing the same thing on Poydras and all the accesses into the Superdome. Part of the safety plan is we have bomb dogs out there sweeping the Superdome and all the exterior area, and we're locking that down. That will be locked down through the game tomorrow. So that's a part of that safety plan, and we've already been implementing it.
Okay, thank you all for coming out.
Question back here for the governor on the MKs. How many MKs will be deployed to New Orleans?
Right now there's I think it's General Freelo, 100?
100.
100, and... All right. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
What gives you the confidence tomorrow night it'll be safe?
Right. I'm going to be there.
Me too.
You're all sitting there.
I will too. Yeah, we're going to be there. We're going to be there.